Well, congratulations. You 39 wonderful young men and women will make up the class of 2016. All of us who are gathered here to celebrate your graduation tonight also want to thank you for the leadership, the service, the diligence of your years here at St. Elizabeth, whether they be 9 or 1. All of you have contributed to our parish school in some wonderful ways with the gifts and talents God has given to you. And as a person who's kind of hung up on stewardship, I'm delighted to say what a witness and convincing example of stewardship you have given to us over the years you've been with us. On behalf of our class of 2016, I also want to articulate a word of thanks and appreciation to you parents, grandparents, and family members who are with us for your love for your children and for the fact that that love extends enough for you to want them to continue to grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ. And through that, your personal commitment, often at great demand and expense, will have time and talent and energy for the sake of Catholic education. I also want to say a word on behalf of not only our graduates, but also our families, to Dr. Greco and Mrs. Alton, to all the teachers and staff of our parish school, and to the many, many parishioners who help us provide for Catholic education. So there's a lot of thanks to be given tonight, and it starts with all of you. I was going to bring in a prop, but then I remembered at the graduation in 2010, I talked about throwing away, finally, after years, my old skis. And I threw them in a dumpster. And during the reception after the graduation ceremony, a couple guys went into the dumpster and pulled the old skis back out again. So I figured, skip it with the skis, okay? But you young people know better than I, as an old man, with all of your Twitters and IMs and special accounts and things, that back in April, all the social media were abuzz about two famous sports characters, Ed Snyder, Philadelphia Flyers, and a music character, Prince. Last week, the same buzz happened for two more people. Muhammad Ali, the greatest. Gordie Howe, one of the best ice hockey players. And time again, all these different media people were talking about the great influence, the significant impact that these people had not only on the world of sports, but on the world of life. And again, the articles and the blogs would say, this is the legacy of Muhammad Ali. This is the legacy of Gordie Howe. This is the legacy of Prince. A legacy. What one leaves behind as a positive, enriching impact on the people that they leave behind. Tonight, we're really here to celebrate the ultimate legacy, the legacy of Jesus Christ. At the foundation of your Catholic education is the opportunity to come to understand, to accept, and to share the legacy of what Jesus has left behind for all of us. The gospel teachings he presents to shape the course of our lives. The wonderful example and witness, the service, especially to the neediest and the weakest in our community. The witness of his personal sacrifice of his own life for the good of others. That's the legacy that Jesus left behind. And as the gospel tells us tonight, the Father sent the Holy Spirit into your hearts to continue that legacy from generation to generation. See, Jesus' legacy, as our responsorial psalm suggested, is our inheritance. You young people, through the love of your parents and teachers and our parish community, have been given a tremendous and wonderful gift. You have inherited the example and the witness of Jesus for your own lives. So tonight, I ask you first and foremost to be grateful for the inheritance you have received through the love of your families and friends. But don't stop there. What you have received as an inheritance, I beg you to commit yourselves to be faithful to as your legacy as you move on. You have left through your example, your service, your many accomplishments, a wonderful legacy for the younger boys and girls who follow you. But my real question is, when you go to high school, into college, in the work world, into the life of adult world, What will be the legacy that you leave in 2020? What will be the legacy that you create in 2024? And will that legacy be a witness and testimony to the legacy of Jesus Christ that you have been inherited? So it's all about inheritance and legacy. You have inherited the legacy of Jesus Christ. I pray tonight that you will leave a legacy by your faithfulness to him in the years to come.